The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in Christ, today is a great feast in the life of the church. We are celebrating the feast of the chair of St. Peter. You know, when we were in the seminary, we were thinking that on such day, we just celebrate the throne where St. Peter sat. But along the line, we came to know that it was not just that. But what we are celebrating is the teaching authority that Jesus handed over to Peter and his successors. There are what we call the marks of the church. There are four marks of the church. One, infallibility. Two, unity. Three, apostolicity. Then the number four, so we have unity, infallibility, apostolicity, and I will remember that. But before the end of the homily, I will remember it. So these four marks of the church, we are celebrating three of them today. The first one, the infallibility of the church. When we say that the church is infallible, what do we mean? We are saying that when the Pope sits on the chair of St. Peter and teaches, whatever he teaches us at that moment is infallible. It is universal truth. When we say that the church is apostolic, what do we mean that, for example, we have the current Pope, Pope Francis, right? The first Pope was St. Peter. So there has been succession of the apostles. So when we say that the church is apostolic, we mean that there has been a succession of the visible head of Christ, that is the Pope. After the death of Peter, there was another Pope that took over, that succeeded St. Peter. And it trickled down to the current Pope, Pope Francis. When we say that the church is universal, good, that is the fourth mark of the church, universality. We would say that the church is universal. That means whatever is happening in Rome is happening in Uganda. For example, today we are celebrating the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. In the whole world, that is what the church celebrates. It doesn't matter where it is. It could be in Africa, it could be in Europe, it could be in America. The same thing, the same reading we have today. It is universal, it is everywhere. So when we say that the church is united, look at what happened in the gospel today. Jesus, after Peter, answered very well. And he said, upon you, upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of netherworld will never overcome it. Unity, strong. Whatever the magisterium teaches, we believe it. Whether we are in Africa, whether we are in Europe, everywhere we are, we believe it. So the four marks of the church, apostolicity, unity, universality, and infallibility. So that is what we are celebrating today. This mission that Jesus handed over to Peter and his successors. The teaching mission. And also the pastorship mission, when he said, upon you I build my church. So today's feast reminds us, my dear friends in Christ, that we are celebrating what Jesus has handed over to us. And it is a moment for us to always pray for our Pope, who is the visible head, so that the Holy Spirit will always guide him and the magisterium in whatever decision they make. Because Jesus said it very clear, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth is loosed in heaven. That is, whatever you have agreed and accepted on earth, so be it in heaven. So we have to always pray for the magisterium, that they will be led by the Holy Spirit, so that they will not err. They need our prayers. The Pope needs our prayers. The magisterium need our prayers. We have to always pray for them. It's very important. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we celebrate this feast today, let us be joyful, because our faith is not in vain. Our religion is the true religion that Jesus instituted. We are happy, but we should be ready to open our hearts and our minds to learn the teachings of the church and embrace the teachings of the church, because the church cannot mislead. The church is guided by the Holy Spirit. The church is instituted by Jesus, who is the head, but being represented on earth by the visible head, the Pope, and also we are the body of Christ. So we are joyful, we are grateful to God, and we should continue to pray for the Holy Spirit to always guide our actions and to guide the life of the church, so that after our lives here on earth, because we belong to the militant church, after our lives, we will now transcend into the triumphant church, where we will always worship, thank, and glorify God. Amen.